Well, I'm on the edge of the bed.
What do you mean, at home or the town?
Yeah, that's right. That's the way.
At home.
Uh-huh. Well, I asked that.
Flat spoken.
Well, you're also a two-homer, huh?
Yeah.
Well, what would you say if, let's say you went downtown and someone was there, you didn't expect to meet him, but you did meet him. And you came home and your wife said, did you expect to meet him down there? You'd say, no, I didn't expect to meet him. I just...
run into him, mostly.
I think that's what I'd say.
Yeah, just run into him.
And if someone was walking, well, if he was walking this way, you'd say, he's coming how?
Towards me.
Uh-huh. If a child has the same name as his father, you'd say they named the child
after his father.
Uh-huh. And I asked that. I wondered if you'd say after his father or for his father. What did you hunt with? Did you have an animal that you'd take with you?
Yeah, a hunting dog.
Well, they're handy, aren't they?
Yeah, boy, yeah. I couldn't find none, but I didn't.
I think they do about 90% of the work.
Yeah.
If you don't have a dog, it's just all up to you. What did you have around your barn to catch the mice?
Well, I had cats, steel traps.
Uh-huh. Ever use skunks? Oh, I shouldn't say the word. What did you call that little animal with the stripes?
Well, they're civet cat or polecat.
Uh-huh. Usually call him polecat.
Mm-hmm.
Polecat and skunks all the same thing.
No.
What?
No. Civet cat's a little rascal and polecat bigger. How'd a polecat get after it?
Well, now, is a skunk a civet cat or a polecat? Neither one?
Neither one. Civet cat, just a little
skunk. A skunk is just a skunk.
Uh-huh.
And
a polecat.
Civet cat's a civet cat and a polecat's a polecat.
Mm-hmm.
Is that?
Mm-hmm. Of course, they call them skunk. They call either one of them. That's just because they got a bad odor, I guess.
That's a good Indian word, skunk.
Well,
I don't
know
what
there were three kinds.
Language.
I just thought they were all skunks. I'm learning a little bit out of
that. I tell you what's happened here a while back. My boys stopped out there. He'd come in from work and he's, I was feeding chicken at about 5 o'clock. And he had an old dog. Followed his car all down. His old dog is in under the car. And directly your dog is calamity under there, you ever heard? And a cold cat come around, went in around there and jumped on him.
Is that right?
Yeah, right in daylight.
Boy, he must not have liked dogs.
Someone figured he might be hydrophobic.
Hmm.
Jumping. My boy was at the digging post hole. I hollered at him and he seen him coming and he just happened to have his twin tooth up there and he went shooting at him. He just kept coming directly he run. No polecat went around the corner of the barn. So he beat around there and he finally hit him. Killed him. But we was kind of afraid of hydrophobia on account of our grandbabies. And everybody else said it.
You know, about coming right up here at the back door in broad daylight, you know, jumping on the dogs.
Yeah, I talked to a man who went out with his daddy and had to kill 19 head of cattle because of dog had gotten hydrophobia and had gone out there.
Mm-hmm.
I've talked to more people that have had that happen at some time in their life.
Well, we look for him to get. So when my son would go to work, why, he'd come up here then. He got down and he landed under the back porch